Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Retirement Radio, riskfeestaxes.com, and Higher Ground Financial Group. My name is Imran Razi. I go by Raz, and I'm working with my son Daniel here, who's a tax attorney.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, and we want to try to help you, give you more information so you don't go into it blind.
Yes. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Those are the three biggest killers in retirement, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free call there. I wanted to share an example of a client that we met with recently. And this client had put some money in an account back in 2009, so quite a long time ago. And he put a small amount of money in there, and it's in a market-based account. It's growing and growing and growing. He's got all the way up to $1 million now. So it's grown really well for him. We did an analysis, and we found out he's actually paying 3.3% in fees every year.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty high.
It is. And the reason is because this was a variable annuity. It's a traditional variable annuity that he had. Mm. And variable annuities have some of the highest fees out there of almost any investment, because it's an annual thing that stacks up. And this is just the way they're designed, right? So the purpose of this, in this client's case, it was for tax deferral. It was a non-qualified account. It was not an IRA. Okay. He made a lot of money in his business, and his accountant said you should be able to, if you can defer so you don't have to pay capital gains and dividend tax every year, this would be great. So he said, okay, I'll do that. So he put a few $100,000 in that account, and they grew to $1 million, even with all the fees. So you had tax deferral.
No, we had like double-digit return for the last 10 years.
So. Of course. So it could have grown more without the fees, certainly a lot more without the fees. But at least he had the tax deferral, so he was happy about that because he was in the highest tax bracket. So he's like, okay, this $1 million now I haven't paid taxes on. And they told him when he signed up for this variable annuity, one of the things is not only do you have tax-deferred growth, but you also have guaranteed income for life. So he's now in his 70s, and he said, okay, I'm ready to turn on the guaranteed income. How much is it going to be? And they said 5%. Well, 5% sounds pretty good because 4% is the safe withdrawal rule, right? So 5% is even more. And he's like, okay, this sounds good. But he was under the impression, and this was a mistaken impression, so we were able to explain to him, that doesn't mean his account balance is always going to stay at $1 million. He's taking 5%. They're guaranteeing him that he won't run out of money if he takes that. But his account balance will reach zero relatively soon, because not only is he taking out the 5% in income, but he's also taking, yeah. So it's really almost 8.5% withdrawal every year. And so if the market goes up by 8.3%, then he's flat. He's still got $1 million in there. If the market goes down by 8 or 10%, then it's like he's taking out 16 or 17%. Wow. So it really has a cascading effect. Because the fees are so high, this account is not likely to keep that balance in there, even though it's a stock market-based account.
So what do you do? I mean, if you got to pay the fee for this account, right?
Yeah, because now it's in this variable annuity that's non-qualified. If he cashes it in, now he's got to pay all those deferred taxes at once. He didn't want to do that.
Do all annuities have these high fees?
No. In fact, most of them do not these days. Back 10 or 15 years ago, it was much more common. And variable annuities, some of them still have pretty high fees. But we were able to show him two options. So I said, first of all, do you really want the income? Sorry, I got a hiccup. Do you really want the income? And he said, well, I don't know if I really want the income, because now I have a couple $1 million in my IRA and the required distribution might be more income than I need. So maybe I don't need this for income. I said, okay, well, then why are you paying a fee for an income rider that you don't need? So we could talk about that. But if you want to keep the guaranteed income, there was a company that we found that could actually increase his income by more than 50%.
Wow.
It was going to be more than 7.5% income. Not only that, this was joint income instead of single life income. Can
That's
you talk
huge.
About what that means?
So, you know, IRA is individual retirement account, right? There's no way to put your spouse on your IRA. It's not possible. Except in annuity. You can convert that to a JRA, joint retirement account, because you can have it for joint life. So even though it's your IRA, if it's for a joint life, meaning that so long as either you or your spouse is alive, then that money is going to keep coming in. So basically, it's a joint retirement account.
Because the current annuity he had was single life only. So if he turned on this 5% per year, and he was a few years older than his wife, So when he dies, then it's gone.
Yep.
But if it was joint, then it would last as long as either one of them was alive. So no matter who lived longer, if one of them lived to 100 years old, that spouse would keep getting that payment forever.
Yeah, sort of like pensions. I mean, you may have a pension. You have an option to either have the full pension now or take a little bit less and have your spouse have some pension. Okay, usually those are a little more profound and different, whereas the joint retirement account or the joint life annuity does not have as big of a difference as a pension does. So it's really worth looking at. Again, the biggest thing is you got to get information, correct information, good information, true information, and then help make a decision based on that. The whole idea is just doing what somebody tells you to do is long gone. You can test it. You can Google it. You can ChatGPT it. You can do all sorts of things. But all that information, a lot of it is not that good. You got to have somebody that can explain to you why is it good? What does the information mean? And how can you take advantage of it?
Exactly. So this client, we showed him, you know, he can increase his income by 50% by switching to a new annuity.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, it wasn't just one. There were actually half a dozen options for him.
And it's in writing. Okay? Yes. That's a great thing. Somebody can tell you whatever they want, but look at the writing, look at the fine print. One of the things I love about Daniel is he's a lawyer and he likes fine print. I don't know why, but he does. Okay. So he reads the whole contract. He knows all the catches, all the quid pro quos or whatever you want to call it. All those different things that may be hidden to most people. He knows those and said, hey, this is not the best thing because of this. This may be better because of this. Knowing the terms, knowing the rules makes you able to play the game a lot better.
Exactly. And so we were able to show him he could get this other annuity, which would have 50% higher income. It would be joint life. His fee would now, instead of being 3.5% almost, it would be only about 1%. So we cut his fees in 2/3. And it has a guarantee of no market loss when the market crashes. So even if it doesn't grow much in the up years, it doesn't have any chance of loss. So you're never losing more than what you're taking out with this very small fee that was added. So he said, this sounds really great. And if I wanted guaranteed income, I would do that. I would sign up right away. But I've actually decided I don't really want guaranteed income after all, now that you've explained this all to me.
Now that I've paid fees for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So kind of 15 years.
So I said, okay, because he had enough when he required distribution from his other accounts. So I said, okay, then what else can we do? We still want to get rid of the fees. We want to get rid of the market loss because right now the market's at all-time highs. And so if we do that, how can we do that and keep the tax deferral status? Because he did not want to cash out the annuity and just put it somewhere else.
Well, can I just give it to my kids?
No, unfortunately, you can't, because if you transfer the ownership, well, you could, but then they would have to pay the tax when they cash it out. And a non-qualified annuity, there is going to be a tax owed by the kids when he dies. So there's nothing,
no advantage.
No way around that. But what he can do is get rid of the fees and the risk. So what we were able to do is show him a different option that had a guarantee of no loss. It had a guarantee of no fees.
Wow.
But how does an annuity promise no fees at all? How is that? How do they make money?
Well, I mean, have you heard about going to the bank and getting a CD, right? Does the bank charge you a fee for the CD?
No.
No. Why? Because they hope to make more money on your money than they're paying you. That's the same thing that the insurance companies do, right? They want to make more money on the money that you deposit with them than what they're paying you. And that's why there's no fees. Now, not all annuities are without fees. You got to find the right annuities. Many of the fixed annuities are without fees. Now, there are companies out there, investment advisors out there say, oh, annuities are terrible. All annuities have huge fees. Whenever you say all or never, you're making a mistake. Okay.
But
don't generalize. Figure out what it is. I mean, that's sort of like racism. All these kind of people do these. All these kind of people do. No. It's everything has to be analyzed on its own merits.
Exactly. And so the reason why a traditional variable annuity often has higher fees than a fixed annuity is because the insurance company cannot just keep that money invested in their general account and earn a little more than they're paying. They have to hold it in a separate account in the stock market for you. And so the only way to make any money is to charge you that hefty annual fee. So that's why we were able to show him a fixed annuity that had a guarantee of no loss. It had a guarantee of no annual fees, and he still participated with a lot of the market growth. And he understands he's not getting everything the market does now, but he's also not paying 3.3% in fees every year. So even with that considered, then he's actually not losing a whole lot of potential performance in that new scenario. So he liked that option much better. But either way, it would have been a big improvement. So then he asked, was it a bad idea for me to do this a long time ago? It's like, well, that's hard to say because I wasn't there at that time. I wasn't your advisor at that time. And I didn't give you fiduciary advice, knowing the whole situation and your tax piece. But going back and trying to rehash the past doesn't really give us much productive results. It's better just to think about, okay, what do we do from now?
Yeah, because I mean, the question he's asking is, did somebody take advantage of him? Did he do something that, you know, somebody ripped him off? And we're not going to get into that. We don't want to talk bad about other people. And based on the information, it might have been a great idea. Okay. The thing is, things change also. You know, buying a car in 2009 didn't have all the different things that it has now. So now there's more options. Now that was that car a bad decision back then? No, it got you to where you are now. So the whole thing is, things get improved, things change, environment changes, and your situation changes. You're not the same person you were 15 years ago, or in this case, 18 years ago, right? Or 17 yeah. years ago. So as you change, as your situation changes, as new inventions happen, new technology, new innovations, all those things may give you better options. In fact, an annuity you bought, you know, 5 years ago could be refinanced and get a much, much better rate than 5 years ago, even if you have a surrender charge. You just don't know. The whole idea is, go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment, find out, get the information, and then make the decision. And everything we do is transparent. It's on in writing, in paper, and we point out all the fine print, so you don't take on unawares. And we're trying to do the best thing that's possible today. And the best thing that's possible today may not be the best thing 10 years from now. We don't know.
Right. And so it does depend on the situation, and all we can do is look at what the options are here today. But there often are very many improvements you can make. So you might be paying a lot more fees than you realize. So when you go to our website and you make an appointment with us, we can do a fee analysis for you. We can look at the fine print, see exactly how much you're paying every year in fees. But just the other day, we saved someone $25,000 a year in fees.
That's a lot of money.
And she wasn't paying 3%. She was paying much less. But on the amount of money she had, that's a lot of
fees. Yeah, you know, you had this viral trend going on, oh, from financial advisors, we only make money when you make money. Is that really true?
Well, no, it's not that they only make money. They make more when you make more money, but they also make money when you lose money. Just
so if I lose money, they're still going to make money.
Yeah, in a managed money account, they charge a percentage of the assets. So it's to their advantage if they can grow your money because their fee is higher.
So let me rephrase that. Let's say I say, well, we make money when you make money. Is that a true statement?
That's a sort of a true statement. It's just only a half truth, right? Because when I lose money, you're still making, just not as much.
So basically, I'm not disclosing that I'm still going to make a fee.
Exactly.
So you know, when the marketing things don't say, well, we make a fee our fee comes from when you make money. Well, it also comes from just having the assets. Nobody's working for free. Now, 40 years ago, you kind of had no choice. You had to go with an investment advisor because there was no option. Now you have the internet, you have free platforms. There's so many ways to minimize or even avoid or eliminate fees. But you got to know how to do that. And that's where Daniel and I come in. We can help you understand and give you some options. And you can make better decisions based on good information.
So go to our website. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
By the way, there's no fee for that.
No fee for the first meeting is always free. Go to riskfeestaxes.com and schedule a free video call there.
With no fee.
With no fee.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.